A chatter of parakeets can be heard at Auckland Zoo, rare ones at that. 11 kakariki karaka, or orange-fronted parakeets, have been hatched there in the past few weeks, and more are expected. They're Aotearoa's rarest parakeet, and the super special chicks aren't naturally found in the super city, with their usual home much further south. Auckland Zoo birdman Carl Ashworth explains how the chicks are doing.
They're doing really well, yeah. We're really pleased with their progress. The parents are very good parents, so they're getting well fed.
So what makes them good parents, other than turning up with food?
Well, it's a long incubation process. So the parents are pretty well bonded, and that's very helpful. And there's a lot of mouths to feed, so they definitely take it in turns to help each other out. And the male also feeds the female, so yeah, it's quite a team effort.
So you've got 11 at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, we've got 11 chicks, yeah, so they're all doing really well. They are all different ages, but the oldest is probably a couple of weeks.
And they've all come from the same breeding pairs?
So it's two breeding pairs that have had, so it's 11 between two breeding pairs.
Is that a good number of chicks? Is that normal?
That's pretty average, yeah. And they can also go and have two or three clutches a season if they start early enough. So they can be pretty prolific if they, you know, in the right conditions.
So how significant is this? Because they're quite precious, aren't they?
Oh, it's very significant, yeah. I mean, we think there's around 360 in the wild, so not huge numbers, and we'd love to get those numbers up, and the hope, you know, would be that there will be different populations that are thriving around New Zealand.
So the small birds, the chicks, what do they look like at the moment? Are they bright and colourful yet, or when does that happen?
Not quite yet, no. They're kind of like little bald old men at the moment. They look a bit strange. So they'll slowly get their feathers over a period of a few weeks and just before they fledge, and then they'll be fully feathered. But they can't kind of fully fly then. They can kind of, but they're kind of finding their feet.
Bald old men, Carl.
Yeah, that's quite a thing to say, isn't it?
It's a showstopper. So what's your job here? Do you just keep a watchful eye, or is there any intervention?
So we don't do intervention unless it's absolutely necessary. So we even set up cameras inside the nest box so we don't have to disturb them, so we can see it on a screen, so we can make sure everything's, you know, good from the outside, if that makes sense. But we do a health check on them, and we put bands on them when they're just before they're about to fledge, so that we know the individuals once they're out the nest box, because obviously they all look the same. So we can differentiate them, and then we know who everybody is.
So there are very few of these particular parakeets, and, well, Auckland's not their natural home. So what happens to them when they're fully grown? Do they get released into the wild?
They do, yeah. So that's, you know, one of the great things about working for Auckland Zoo is that we are involved in many different projects, but this is one of them. So with the Department of Conservation and also Isaac's Conservation and Wildlife Trust in Christchurch. So we send the birds down to Christchurch before release, and they deal with them before. It's like a pre-release. It's called hardening. So it's just getting them used to what will be happening to them in the wild, so different feeding regimes and things like that.
And what is their biggest threat?
Their biggest threat really is, rats and stoats. So the main culprits, unfortunately, for a lot of our birds in Aotearoa, that is the problem. So until we get, you know, rid of these pests, then... But, you know, it is happening, and there's a lot happening across New Zealand to eradicate those pest species.
For people who aren't familiar with these particular birds, can you describe them? What do they look like in all their finery?
So they're quite small green, with a beautiful orange stripe across their head. So there's the red crowned and yellow crowned kakariki, and then orange fronted kakariki. They all look kind of similar, but the orange kakariki is the smallest of all three.
Now, I looked this up. I understand the collective noun for parakeets is a chatter of parakeets. So do these guys have a good bird song?
They do, yeah. It's kind of a real joyful noise. It's quite loud, and they're quite inquisitive. So every time you kind of walk past the aviary, they make the noise, and they're kind of looking around to see what you're doing. But what they're really looking for is, are you bringing me some fresh papaya that I can eat? Because they are obsessed with it.
Yeah, so what is a treat for them?
Papaya seeds. They absolutely love papaya seeds. So anything with seeds, so tomato or kiwi fruit, anything they can kind of pick through and pick the seeds out is really what they want.